6 juin 1944, débarquement de Normandie, 25 août 1944, la libération de Paris. Qu'est-ce qui se passe pendant ces 3 mois? Eh bien, ces 3 mois de combat.
Fierce fighting between the Allied forces and the army of the Third Reich.
En 44, ici, c'est l'enfer. Les civils se retrouvent au milieu des combats.
Towns are razed, the population trapped. It's the Battle of Normandy.
Il y avait de la fumée partout, il y avait du plâtre qui tombait de partout. C'est l'apocalypse.
The Germans were expecting the D-Day landings in the north of France, near the English coast. But it was here, on the vast beaches of Normandy, that the Allies landed on June 6, 1944, in a deluge of fire and brimstone.
Les Normands sont familiers.
The people of Normandy were familiar with bombings very early on. And in 1944, the Allies carpet-bombed towns in the region, like Caen, Lisieux, and Saint-Lô. It was a strategy aimed at preventing the Germans from moving through them too quickly.
For the landing to succeed, there had to be as few German military reinforcements as possible on the landing beaches. What did the Allies come up with? They imagined creating roadblocks. Small towns like Falaise, Flers, and Argentan were deliberately bombed and turned into fields of ruins, as seen behind me here.
On the 6th of June, there were 3,000 civilians killed in Norman towns, close to the number of Allied soldiers killed on the beaches. This clearly shows that beyond the beaches, these Norman towns were hit hard, and this had a considerable impact on the legacy of this landing.
Mireille Goudier was barely 5 years old in the summer of 1944.
Michel was 11, Gérard was 9. Here he is with his short trousers, and I'm there with my little pigtails.
She lived with her family in Condé-sur-Noireau, 80 kilometers from the landing beaches. She remembers the night of June 6th very well.
On June 6th, 1944, at 8 p.m., when Condé was bombed, we were in the kitchen about to eat. And then it was an apocalypse. Suddenly there was noise, screams, smoke everywhere. And that's how I found myself under the kitchen table with Gérard protecting me with his body, and Michel at the table still eating his soft-boiled egg, and the plaster was falling, falling. Still, we were lucky. On the night of June 6th, there were entire families wiped out all around us. Parents, children, children in their mother's arms. It was horrifying.
For several weeks, Mireille's family took shelter with farmers around the destroyed town of Condé. Then one day, they decided to leave.
I was in the pram, with the hood down because I was afraid of the planes. My grandmother, who was nearly 70 years old, my two brothers and my parents, we set off on the road and arrived not far from C. Mom absolutely didn't want us to join any groups because she said it was too dangerous that they shot at groups of people. But she had a pair of white underwear, and whenever there were planes, Mom would wave the white underwear in the air.
During the summer of 1944, between 150,000 and 200,000 civilians were forced to leave their homes. A painful ordeal documented at the Falaise Memorial.
The flow of refugees kept growing. Where could they go? South. So everyone arrived in Orne County. Officials said, "Stop, we can't absorb the influx of people anymore." People who had been walking for a week without food or water were told to keep going, always under the threat of the planes, combat and German fire.
Et de tirs allemands.
À Caen, impossible de dénombrer les morts. La population fuit épouvantée. Sur 60 000 habitants, 7 000 vivent encore dans les ruines. Les autres, comme aujourd'hui tant de Français, connaissent un nouvel exode. Et voici Lisieux, après 22 minutes de bombardement. Un paysage lunaire, un paysage rappelant les ruines de Pompéi. La ville n'est plus qu'un nom géographique.
Cette bataille de Normandie.
The Battle of Normandy turned out to be much harder than expected. The German defenses were stronger than anticipated, resulting in longer fighting. For example, the city of Caen, which is 15 kilometers from the landing beaches, was supposed to be liberated by the evening of June the 6th, but the side west of the river was only liberated on July 9th, and the east side on July 19th, a month and a half later.
German soldiers fought fiercely, knowing that the fate of the Third Reich depended on their ability to hold the front. But in August 1944, after 2 months of brutal combat, the Allies managed to encircle them in what is known as the Falaise Pocket.
Like at the end of a drama, all the actors met on stage, and here we found all the major actors of the battle. The French 2nd Armored Division, the Americans with two divisions, you have the British on the horizon's ridgeline, and finally on the right, the Canadian troops with the Polish, who came here to the hill where the Montormel Memorial is built, all to form a blockade.
Montormel
150,000 Allied soldiers surrounded 100,000 Germans who were trying to escape, with civilians trapped in the middle.
By a stroke of bad luck, the town of Trun found itself at the center of the Falaise Pocket. Trun had been chosen as the regrouping point for civilians from Calvados who had to evacuate south.
Sometimes the Germans forced the civilian population to leave the combat zone because they didn't want civilians in their way while fighting. Other times, they forced civilians to stay put, even enlisting women to cook and do laundry. I even found examples of civilians regularly forced to become gravediggers.
For 3 days, starting August 19th, the Germans were under constant fire from Allied forces. To escape the pocket, they had to pass through a bottleneck soon nicknamed the Corridor of Death.
Today, it looks idyllic. In 1944, it was hell. The infantry used the footbridge I'm currently standing on, while the tanks rushed across the Dives River. The fighting was so close that there was hand-to-hand combat, mostly involving Polish soldiers fighting with bayonets, but also with rocks picked up off the ground because they had nothing left and had to push back the German units.
On the Allied side, 2,000 dead and wounded, mostly Polish. On the German side, 10,000 dead and 40,000 prisoners. This carnage marked the end of the Battle of Normandy.
On August the 21st, when the battle ends here, it has been 77 days since the Allies landed in Normandy, and we're 60 kilometers from the coast. On August the 25th, Paris is liberated. On September the 3rd, it was Brussels. Once the German units are defeated in Normandy, specifically here in the Falaise Pocket, the German units are forced to retreat towards the Reich's borders, and three-quarters of the French territory is liberated.
All of France would soon be liberated. In this battle, Normandy lost 20,000 civilians and a considerable amount of heritage.
In regiment reports, British and Canadian troops say, oh, this is weird. They expected to be welcomed with open arms, but describe the people of Normandy as sullen, saying they look disgruntled. Well, yes, look around. Look, we are not going to be jumping for joy and giving hugs all day.
On August 18th or 19th, we arrived back in Condé. We no longer had a house, we had nothing left. We were staying at the home of the church's maid. To me, as a young girl, they'd saved us, but my father absolutely could not stand the English. And he wasn't the only one. Many people of his generation couldn't, because they were the ones who bombed us. Even now, it's been a long time, 80 years. If I hear a plane, I have to force myself not to go and check on it. The fear of planes has really left its mark on me.
These painful memories remind us of the high cost of peace and freedom.